Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we sure got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Hey. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
Your.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio. Yeah, what's up? Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, that online radio with the rah, you dig? Don't forget you can check us out on monstrousradio.com, but tonight's show is called Comic Cafe, also known as Urban Therapy, where, you know, we're a cafe where there are no menus, but everyone will be served what you are deserved. Tonight's the night where we let you call in and vent. Talk about some community issues, politics, whatever you want to do tonight that we gonna do it. You dig? I got a couple things coming up I want to talk about, but hold on, y'all. Now, usually, if it's December and I hear this noise, I usually look up in the sky and think it's Santa Claus. Than any other time of the year, when I hear that shaka shaka, I know who it is. It's Miss Sal Young, Baltimore. What's good, Mama? Hello.
What up? What up, Monstrous World? It is I, you know, Stallion Baltimore. Shit. Here at Karma Cafe, ready to talk some shit. I don't think I'm mad at anybody. Let me see if I'm mad at anybody today. Nobody pissed me off today. But there's some things, some community things that's going on that just let the world know about. If you are in D-Town, you know what I'm saying? You need to know. Shit that you need to know. But yeah, I also need to apologize. I'll be in and out. Like, if I mute, I apologize because my son has a game today, his first AAU game. So I'm going in, peeking in, and coming back out and all that. But, you know, I got to be at work, so shit don't stop. It
is okay, what it is. That's what it do. How old is your son?
15.
And He had an AAU, he had an Alcohol Anonymous basketball team. We're going to see what's going on with Sally Hall Baltimore and her kids coming up. We're going to get into this music. We're going to play two tracks, and we're going to come back and talk with y'all. So rock with us. Monsters Radio Comic Cafe. I'm E. Monster, Mrs. Sally Hall Baltimore. You know who she is. You heard her as she came in. Woosah! Uh-oh,
Jay
Dirty here.
Okay. I'm by my commas. I'm by my comma. Young nigga run up. Run all the summer. Cats on my stomach like Machiavelli. Back of the back in the back of tellings. With the racks in the sack, I was rapping belly. They were acting really niggas. Acting sedated. Ain't no activists in the city. Whoa. Dip on my road dog. Dip on my road dog. Dip for my road dog, dip for my road dog. Dip for my road dog, dip for my road dog. Dip for my road dog, this is a real nigga roll call. We spin it and get it back, we had invented that. So we on the internet, fly the insect. Shine like the moonlight, total kazoom type.
God bless you.
I'm throwing cheese off. Like it's a food fight.
All right.
They talking that blue in that door, and I tell you, I do not believe them. When I was on codeine, I went to the store and bought all of the leaders. Follow the leader. Monkey see, monkey do. It was critical, but the telephone went and bought three pair of shoes. Trapping all night. You know the rule. Trapping all night. It ain't no rule. I pay my dues. Copped it in two. And all I do is sell shit. I should go on a cruise. Dip for my road dog. This for my road dog. This is a real nigga roll call. Where you at? You feel me? Nah, for real, all my niggas locked up. Deserve to be home, did that time. My auntie down there done did 30 years. Deserve to be home and did that time. You understand me? All my niggas really locked up on the streets, man. You know, you damn near 40, you ain't got no bank account, you dig? That shoebox, you know what I mean, is getting old. If all my road dogs, though, you know I've been there, I'm a part of that shit. I just feel like I paid my dues, you dig what I'm saying? So, did for you.
School is my road dog. Cap is my road dog. Sud is my road dog. Gold is my road dog. K is my road dog. Fresh is my road dog. Quez is my road dog. Bankroll is my road dog. C-Wills is my road dog. My nigga my road dog. Crazy my road dog. I got triggers my road dog. Cat is my road dog. C-Note is my road dog. Dolph is my road dog. My Nina Ross is my road dog.
Look, I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up. Look, I live the life I deserve. Blessed. Fuck a vacay, I feel better at work. I mean whatever it's worth, I give whatever I'm worth. For my niggas who gon' go to hell and back for me, I'ma give them heaven on earth for a hell of a check, yeah, whichever come first. Blessings on blessings on blessings. Look at my life, man, that's lessons on lessons on lessons. I treat the beat like it's a reverence. I tell the truth like, Father, forgive me, these are all my confessions. Man, this wasn't luck, it was destined. I done lost homies who been with me since Ed, Ed, and Eddie, who flip like confetti. And then when you back, they back to call you dog. That shit can get petty. Bitch, don't get no dap to me, nigga. Funny thing about talking behind my back is that it just keep coming back to me, nigga. Was off for a sec, now it's back to me, nigga. You mad at me, this ain't what I want, man. This what it had to be. This is that late night working after three, man. This is why my old girl was mad at me. This why I'm your majesty, man. The click is the tightest, the pussy the tightest. The drinks are the coldest, the future the brightest. The feet not divided, the love is divided. And I just gotta thank God that we got it. Bless. I don't know what I would do without a crew. Look like we robbed a bank, but all we make is deposits. Your profit will profit, oh God.
I'm here for a good time, not a long time, you know, I haven't had a good time in a long time, you know, I'm way up, I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
I'm way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
Way up, I
Look,
feel blessed.
I ain't gonna say that we back or nothing, cause that implies that we're back from something. If we're back from something, it's some checks you owe us. I expect that payment, nothing less or over. I don't need them favors that you asked me for. I could give two fucks about where the Grammys go. I just gave out Grammys on my Instagram. Them OVO boys the business, man. It is what it is. Trust me, you get what you give. Yeah. You gotta come to my side and see how we live. Yeah. I cannot see heaven being much better than this. Yeah. Blessings on blessings for me and my niggas from the six. Look at what we did. Yeah. Be quiet, I'm doing a toast. For niggas that don't really do shit, I swear y'all be doing the most. Stop worrying about whoever's next. I am just worried about my mama worrying less. I think I'm famous enough. I don't need any more press. I am convinced I'm the only one left that's still doing this shit, man. I'm here for a good time, not a long time, you know, I haven't had a good time in a long time, you know, I'm way up, I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
I'm way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
Way up, I feel blessed.
My grandma just died, I'm the man of the house. So every morning I'm up cause I can't let him down. Down. Always down for the cause, never down for the count. I guess when your stars align, you do like the solar system and plan it out. So
So I'm going overtime on the overtime. Yeah, I'm not invested, but you can't attest it. $1 million goals, man, it's manifested. The family never going anorexic. I pay my mortgage and electric. Never going under, even with anesthetics. At the top of the rap game and progressing. Check after check, checking off my checklist. Try and blow my cake, just know that's the death wish. No mistakes in life ever, it's only lessons. Shit feel like Shaq and Penny got back together. You tore the game apart, who put it back together? I'm here for a good time, not a long time, you know. I haven't had a good time in a long time, you know. I'm way up, I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
I'm way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
I'm way up, I feel blessed.
Since the truth keep niggas traumatized, they try and compromise my kind of size. So I Snapchat that whole shit. Try and see titties, try and show dick. And I swear to God, I hope they post it. I'm blessed. Even though I get slammed with lawsuits like Cardos, C-3POs like Star Wars. They want me by the road holding up cardboard. So I go extra hard on the hard floor. Right now, I'm calling you from my home gym. Right after that, nigga, I'm gon' swim. Just did a couple laps in my home pool. And my daughter right there getting homeschooled. I'm blessed. And I was thinking about starting at my own school, a Montessori. In the hallway looking like a Montessori, oh yes. I'm way up, I feel blessed.
Yeah, and now a word from one of our
attention,
sponsors.
Artists of all music genres, search no more for industry quality beats at a quality price. Soundclick.com/KingsBeats. That's KingsBeats. Featuring trap, soul, hip-hop, R&B, and more. Soundclick.com/KingsBeats. That's KingsBeats. Visit today. We may just have something you like. For more information, contact Kings at 850-519-4384. Soundclick.com/KingsBeats. We may just have something you like.
Yeah, hit them up. That's one of our show sponsors. If you'd like to become a show sponsor, hit us up at monstrousradio@gmail.com. And then we got some hot packages for y'all that will really, really, really help y'all out in building your brand up through the Monstrous Network. So that's what it do. So, all right, I got you there, Ms. Young Baltimore.
What's up?
I'm just making sure I got you there. Wondering if the game was going on, if your son was taking shots from the bench. It is what it is. So why don't you tell us about this AA Alcohol Anonymous basketball tournament that you at for your son?
It is a AAU basketball tournament, and AAU is like it's a qualification league that is very hard to get into. So I'm proud of him that he got into it. But
what's
yeah,
you
they have
a 2.0. You got to blow a 2.0. I mean, what's up with the whole tournament itself?
It's a way that they train a different way. Basically, you know, they learn in high school or whatever. He plays for the high school too, but AAU is a whole different league. It's more of the league that the colleges look at. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. So they train a totally different way. They actually train them, try to get them away from what the coaches at the high school is trained, which basically makes them better. So it is his first game. He tried out a couple of times. He tried out when he was 13. He tried when he was 14 and kept and could not get on. So he would go to the gym every day after even doing practice at school. After school, he would call me and say he's going to the rec to practice some more. And he did it. He's finally in there. So he's actually on two teams. He's on the regular team. He's on the team for the school, which, you know, that season is out. Then he's on another and two outside league teams. So he's making it happen. He's trying to bring his mama some money. That's what's up.
What it is. A hustler. Hey, I'm glad you explained that. But you're talking about, you know what I mean, they train different. I thought you were talking about Coach Hennessy. Is going to teach him the wrestling technique of boxer. You dig? You just got to tell him to stay away from Coach Kahlua. That's all.
Right, but, hey, that, I need to stay away from Coach Lewis then.
That's what it do.
Coach,
that's what it do. Hey, all right. So you heard that track that I just played, Blessings, right, Big Sean?
You know I heard that. You know that's my shit.
Right. And you heard Kanye's West version talking about, he's thinking about opening up a school.
Right.
Oh, wait.
Making it a Montessori.
Right, so let's go ahead and get into some of this who's fucking who and who's getting fat, also known as entertainment news, known in the hood as some motherfucking gossip. I feel like a snitch every week when we do this shit, telling people business.
That's what we are. Yeah, that's our job.
Right. Straight exclusive updates from the internet entertainment snitches ourselves. You dig? It looks like Kanye West, for some of y'all that don't know, he's teaching a class in college. That's right. They call him the Pied Piper of Designing Men. Okay, I'm going to have to explain myself. Hello. It says Kanye West is making a lot of dudes fashion savvy. Thanks to him, guys are enrolling by droves at the design college where he's teaching to complete his community service. Oops. awkward. According to court docs, Yeezy's not only killing it at teaching at the L.A. Trade Technical College. Damn, he's at the Technical College. He's also being credited by the school for increasing the number of men in fashion design program nearly by 40%.
Wow.
So guys are signing up by the drove to take this class with Kanye.
Right.
Now, West pleads no contest last March to battery in the LAX paparazzi beatdown. But the case has turned into a boom for the school, where officials are giving Professor West straight A's. I guess he's really going above and beyond to assign projects, and he's even offering students personal mentoring. You dig?
Well,
now,
you know, he loves education. You know, that is one thing that I do admire about him. You know, when he started off or whatever, you know, he was in college. He was off at college, so at a university, and he graduated. So he, you know what I'm saying? I can see him doing that. That's what's up. That's right.
I just hope he don't flip out in class talking about, hey, don't be dumb. Guys, I'm saying, guys, he got an award. But Malcolm S. should have got the award. He's a better one. You know what I'm saying. It is what it
is.
But as you can tell from Yeezy's attitude, ain't nobody going to be talking, interrupting the teacher in his class. You did. Hello. He'll be like, don't you ever say something again. You did. I'm just saying. Come on.
Hello.
Right. So I you got something for entertainment news? I got a couple more things I want to put out there.
Well,
something's kind of good.
Not right now, I don't. No, I do not.
Okay. All right. Before I get to the good part, did you hear some booming in your neighborhood today? Down there in Texas.
Some booming?
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
I ain't talking about hogging the lane, talking about some subwoofers. Okay. Well, somewhere down there in Texas, I forgot where they called it. It starts with an M. It ain't like Marley or something like that. Somewhere down
there in Texas. Mayfield.
Something like that. Somewhere down there.
Uh-huh.
Start with an M.
Uh-huh.
You dig? They busted off $10 million. That's a lot of motherfucking money. $10 million worth of fireworks. Yeah. The police detonated $10 million worth of fireworks that they seized from, you know, people illegally having fireworks, and they set it off. Only part that pissed me off is they did it during the daytime, some bitches. Y'all should have threw a parade or something. You dig? My taxpayer money
went
all
the way down
in
the country
for that
shit.
Yeah, my taxpayer money went to collecting that shit. Somebody got to see it. I'm just saying. Show it off for the little kids or something. Throw something in the pot. You understand me? I'm just saying.
Right.
My bag. Don't judge me. Just pray for me. So, I guess getting to this good stuff. You dig? Hold on. Let me get back in the mood. All right. Here we go. getting back into this good stuff. And here's something we can talk about tonight. You dig? It's called PDA. You know what that means? It's not an STD. I swear it's not. Uh-oh. Somebody skipped off the game.
What does it mean?
All right. PDA is public display of affection. You dig? Apparently, there was two superstars. I'm going to go ahead and snitch on their asses. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. They was at one of their kids' games. I believe it was a soccer game. I can't remember. Nobody really remembers the game when I tell you the story. So apparently, during the game, Brad and Angelina started doing some soft porn, kissing during the game in the stands with all the other people watching. Ain't nobody watching them damn kids no more. Everybody watching the soft porn between Angelina and Brad Pitt. Is there a place, is there limits or some type of guidelines to public displays of affection? I understand holding your girl's hand at the mall, you dig? But it's like really tongue-kissing her down and gripping her ass and rubbing her titties all up against the wall at the mall. Is that accepted, you dig? Or is that just frowned upon, like jacking off on an airplane?
No,
it's not
there's
illegal.
Nothing
it's
wrong with that. You know, there's nothing wrong
okay.
with showing love to the person that you're with in public. I mean, some people go overboard for it where you just need to get a motherfucking room. But
right.
I don't think it's nothing wrong with it. Some people don't like PDA. I don't know why I didn't know what that wasn't even paying attention because my daughter says that shit all the time. Ooh, they're showing PDA. Mm. Stop that. Or when I would be with us and I would be with one of my guy friends. And we're out shopping or something, bitch. We out buying you some shit. Of course I'm going to show him some PDA. Nigga, shut up. Shut over there.
Right,
and
right.
So, yeah, you know what I'm saying? that's the, but, yeah, it's not wrong with it. What about you? Do you do PDA?
Me? Let's see. Mm-hmm. Let me put it like this. I do so much PDA with my girl. All the other women are getting jealous of that motherfucker. And the fellas are getting mad because they know from now on they got to step their game up to make their ladies feel special. You dig? I do everything
right.
to make my boo-boo feel special. I put my queen on the pedestal. So, dude, I trick you and kiss you right in the middle of everybody. You'll be like, what the hell? Yeah, mama, I got you. Uh-huh.
I got you,
see,
baby.
I'm down with the PDA. You dig? But I'm not going to be all gripping your ass and rubbing your titties and advertising to everybody else, look what I got. You understand me? Some people don't understand when you're going too far. You know how you know you're going too far with the PDA? When motherfuckers start pulling out their camera, when you step motherfuckers start pulling their camera, and all of a sudden you on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and all that shit video.
Right, right.
Hello.
That's just too much. I know. I understand. Being being a woman who likes women, women are very, very, they love affection. And I must be like a dude or something because I'd be like, man, hold on now. I want to love and kiss. I love and kiss on you. I don't have no problem there. But we got to do all that shit in public. Can we just, you want to stand in front of me or something and I hug you? All that PDA ass shit now. Maybe it's different. I don't know what it is. I don't even want all that. I don't want no dude smacking me on my ass. We don't need all that. You know what I'm saying? When you kiss me, you kiss me. You don't have to act like we just got married. And they just said, okay, kiss the bride looking ass, nigga. What in the hell? You know what I'm saying? So you know, on both aspects, because I am a tall female and I have my tomboyish moments. So if I'm on a date with a female, then, yeah, she wants a lot of PDA, too. So I kind of see what you dudes, what my guys be going through sometimes. Oh, yeah. Stallion Baltimore is bisexual. Maybe I should have talked about that yesterday.
Ooh, hello.
I'm just saying.
You did? All right. Well, hey, we're going to turn over here and check in with Jay Dirty here in just a second. But I
right
do
on.
Have to admit, though, sometimes I don't like to see it. You dig? To me, I'd be like, that's
right.
Cool as hell when I see the dude you know what I mean, showing his girl affection and showing everybody that, you know, he has feelings for his woman. You dig?
Right.
Nothing against
right.
it because of what it is, but I keep it honest with you. I don't like it when
right.
girls, that be girls on girls, they be showing affection in public. I'm not even going to lie. I'm not going to stunt. I'm not going to front.
Why you don't like
why?
It? But tell me why you don't like it.
Because I get turned off. I mean, I get turned on. You dig? I be standing there rubbing my nipples watching, and then they going to look at me like I'm in the wrong. You dig? What the fuck you mean? Shit, you doing this shit. I'm going to watch. Fuck you mean?
Stop that shit. What the hell? Y'all, hey, look. Come on. Can I talk to y'all for a minute? For a split second.
Come on. Turn your camera off. What the fuck you mean, turn my camera off? Shit. This is free cinema. It is what it is. So let's check in with Jay Dirty, see how he feel about some PDA. Disclaimer. I'm going to let him do his disclaimer. He's got a different train of thought. He's the type of dude that'll kiss you with one eye open. I'm just saying. Hello. Let's check in with Jay Dirty himself.
He's the type of dude that kiss you have a gun to your head at the same time.
Huh. What's good, Georgia?
What's happening, man?
Dirty.
In the show world, I'm the cafe. We're talking about personal PDA. Did you know what that was, or do you know what it is?
I mean, I knew what it was, but I ain't never did it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay.
You ain't never done it?
Never.
You never, ever? Oh, my God.
No, because I don't know, though, bro, because like I say, though, bro, I came up around a lot of older people, and I listen to them, though. I don't kiss females on the mouth unless I'm married. I don't do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
It might sound fucked up to the general public,
like
but it sounds like it makes perfect sense to
it
me.
Is.
You heard
it
me?
Ain't no, it makes sense to me, too.
Hey,
this
2015. This 2015. There's too many fucking STDs going around for me to be kissing random bitches on the mouth. I'm talking about, oh, that's my old lady. Shit. Hey, man, hold on. What? I mean, I don't even like hopping in a pussy without a glove on. Do you think I'm finna kiss you on the mouth?
Good, y'all. Jay Dirty moment. I don't know what y'all motherfuckers is expecting. If y'all expecting for this motherfucker to come over here and say something sweet, then you do not listen to the show
you
enough.
Though, boy, I'm going to be honest with you, though, brother. I'm going to be honest with you, though, boy. As honest as I can be, though. When it comes to the female game, brother, hey, let me tell you this, bro. I think I suffer from erectile dysfunction. My dick stays soft. It takes a special type of motherfucker to get my shit rolled up. I'm going to be honest with you, though. I think I suffer from that for
mm-hmm.
real. You know, my shit stay looking at the ground, dog. It didn't take a real special motherfucker to get my shit standing up at me, you heard me? You know, so that, all that PDA shit, that's middle school shit to me, bro. I don't care about it, you know what I mean? Because I'm never going to get married, you know. I'm never going to get married, dog, because I'm married to myself. So really, bro, you know, all that PDA shit, I can't indulge in that conversation because I don't live like that. I ain't never did no damn PDA with a woman because I know that a hater going to be out here. And, you know, I don't be wanting to hurt nobody, man. You know, I just don't do that. It's a certain shit that motherfuckers like me can't do, though, because, you know, it's going to lead to something deeper. And, you know, we don't like to indulge in that, but it is what it is. I move light, man, because right. I already know what it's going to be. That's why I move light, because, you know, I'm trying to live as Christian as I possibly can. But, you know, some damn time, though, bro, you know, motherfuckers make it hard, dog. And, you know, motherfuckers trying to stay straight, you know. But that rabbit hole, that goes deep now. Just let me tell you.
Right, right. Okay, okay. Ain't nothing wrong
with that,
brother.
I do respect y'all for having me on, though,
dog.
I do respect y'all for bringing me on this damn show, though, for real, because I know I be making your goddamn show boring and shit, dog, you know, because I ain't like these other motherfuckers that call in ready for the juicy gossip.
Oh.
You know, goddamn, I know I'm a boring motherfucker. You ain't got a front for me, brother. I already know, though. I'm a boring motherfucker, bro, because I don't get involved in a lot of the making shit everybody else. But I'm going to tell you, though, I'm always going to be honest with you, though.
I must interject. That shit is not fucking true. That is not true. If you are
man, don't be fronting with me, man. Don't be fronting with me, baby.
I'm
you already
saying,
know, man. My answers be boring for real. Come on, now. I don't indulge in the hate shit, so I hope people don't like what I got to
say. Your answers is what Jay Dirty feels, and that is what we want.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Just like he most of the time always going to say some shit that I fucking like. But that is how he feels, so I respect that fact. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is.
I'm glad you spoke up, baby, because I got something to say to you, too. I don't get down with that gay woman shit, bro. Come home to the land of dick, baby. It's not that far away, goddammit. Come home to the land of dick, baby. It ain't that far away. Just follow the yellow brick road, you'll find it, baby, to come home to the land of dig. It ain't all that over there where you are. It's the same thing.
I am. I'm in the world of dig. What are you saying? All the time.
Don't put it out there like that. No, I'm going to have to double up on you. Don't put it out there like that. I'm going to have to double bag it on you. Don't put it out there like that. Goddamn. I'm going to have to double bag it on you.
I'm about to get a common anymore. Last week y'all got a common marriage. This week y'all finna get a common divorce. Ain't that
the truth? We're gonna get a divorce around here.
Yeah, but I don't like that. I don't like that gay woman shit, bro. Cause I feel like, man, every damn woman need a good dig in her life, man. But you know, I don't get involved in that. That shit used to turn me on when I was first hitting puberty. You know what I mean? I used to love that shit, bro. But I done got older. I'm like, fuck that, baby. Come hop on this hill. I don't give a damn what you licking over there. Come hop on this hill. You know what I mean? I don't care what you're doing over there, bumping nipples and rubbing pussies, motherfucker. Come over here and get something in your knee deep. Let's go. Do a shit dick for real. Take from the chin. You know what I mean? Shit dick for real.
We're gonna check in with Cali Girl in just a second. Well, I think kind of, you know, the whole thing with like a threesome back in the day used to be a little different than it is today. You dig? I'll keep it 10,000. Threesome back in the day then was, you know, say like, okay, it was two girls, but they wasn't really into each other. You dig? It was more about you.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's how you had to learn how to eat pussy and fuck at the same time. You dig? That's what it was. But now, today, a threesome, everybody's totally into everybody, and sometimes the dude gets kicked out. It is what it is.
For real.
Strike them both down. You're bumped out, buddy.
You just said a mouthful.
You know.
Well, see, my thing is, I don't date any women that do not like men. So you have to like a man. Because number one is, I don't like I don't like females that look like men. I don't understand the whole purpose of that. I want someone just as beautiful as I am. I respect the fact of who you are or what the fuck you got going on. It's good. I done seen some sexy ass studs be like, damn, you pretty and a bitch, but you want to be a dude. I can't do that.
Hey, look here, baby. Save all that stud shit for prison, baby. Save all that stud shit for prison, not the bedroom. Save that shit for prison, baby. And then we ain't got time for that shit out here for real. That's corny. Let's go.
Well, hey, let's check in with somebody who look like they just got out of prison. Cali Girl, LVT.
You know what? You can kiss my ass. That's what you can do.
You mean I can kiss up your back? Because you ain't got no ass, Charlie. You can kiss up your back. I hear you, though.
Wow.
I ain't no good. What? Wow. That's not what you were saying.
Oh, shit.
What?
Hood drop.
I think you've been gotten. You've been gotten there, Jeff.
That's fire, man.
Now, what's good, Kelly? You know I had to clown you. What's good, man?
Yes, I know. Nothing. Just got into it with one of our parents at school. Hi, how are you? Thank you. Yep. Yeah, we got into it with one of the parents.
Who are you talking to?
Oh, one of the kids. See,
oh, okay.
When you live in the neighborhood, look, when you live in the neighborhood and you work at the school that all the kids go to that you live in the neighborhood, everybody knows where you live.
Oh, okay. I thought that was because you sold weed on the weekends, but it is what it is.
I'm going car shopping this weekend. I don't know what you're talking about.
I have been stupid.
So what we're talking about tonight is PDA. Go ahead and tell her what we're saying from a lady's point of view, Stallion. I hope she don't do like last couple nights. She don't change the whole subject. But let's see what she got anyway.
Of course, PDA means public display of affection. So how do you feel about public display of affection? Do you agree with it? Do you not like it? Do you think motherfuckers need to go get a motherfucking room?
I'm saying if it's on TV and it's a movie, okay, that's different. But I'm public now. For an example, I've seen, and I wanted to take a picture of her ass, but, you know, I wasn't about to pay a $300 ticket with the police behind me. But it was this white girl. She was about, I'd say, 16, 17 years old. She had on a tank top, a fucking long jacket, and she had on some damn shorts. And, I mean, they weren't short shorts. They were booty-cut pajamas shorts.
Mm-hmm.
It was, like, all scrunched up. You can see the whole camel toe, that shit.
Wow.
Now, that's not cool.
Okay.
Whether it's a kid or an adult.
Shit,
you know
what
happened?
$300 ticket. Shit, your ass would have did like 90 days. You would have took that damn picture. That'd have been what? She's underage. You taking pictures? Oh hell no! Your ass would have been locked up.
Yeah.
Talking about some,
what?
Look at her. Yeah.
Yeah, but my thing is, what happened to leaving to the men's imagination? What happened? Like, I agree with Lord forgive me for saying her wrong. Taraji P. Henson, whatever her, yeah, my favorite actor. I seen the interview she did, and I agree with her. What happened to men courting us women? We're more. No. She said, she put it straight, I'm more worth more than just pancakes.
That's the problem.
What happened to that? You know, what happened to, you know, I want to go, when you come to my house, I want you to knock on my door, I want to look nice and sexy and leave stuff to your imagination. I don't want to just go out to dinner and jump in the sock with you.
Well, see, that's the problem. See? That's what court.
That's
probably
why I haven't gotten none in 5 years.
Yeah, that's why I ain't nobody
wow.
asking you out. You dig? They take you out to a good restaurant, you trying to get all stiff leg and shit. Oh, girl, you better noodle up. Shit, that's why it's called courting. You kind of expect me to jump in. No, I'll tell you what courting went. Courting went to the strip club because we get what we pay for. You dig? Throw a couple dollars,
yep.
Give me that ass. Yep, throw me a couple dollars.
That's real, bro.
Some of them nipples, mama. Check it for me. You dig?
I'm just saying.
I would just like to say fuck the strip club, though. I would just like
but
to
you know
out.
What,
E-Monster,
when you do find your way back to Cali and you go to the strip joint, let me know because I want to go with you.
You ain't gonna go. You ain't
damn
gonna
right.
go. And see,
yeah, because by the time you come
thing.
Back here, Jordan will be 18, so I ain't got to be home
yeah,
in a certain time.
Y'all know
okay.
that's
okay.
my favorite. Y'all's my favorite spot.
Okay, well, you come along too,
Stallion.
Where's
Stallion at? She's at Onyx. Popping ass.
Right.
Shit.
Well, hey. and I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say this just because Jay Dirty had mentioned something earlier. I love it when people disagree. You dig? Some people, they want everybody in the room to agree with them. I love it when people disagree. Why? It makes a better conversation. You dig?
Right.
It is what it is. So I always enjoy that Jay Dirty may disagree with me. I always enjoy that Style Young Baltimore may disagree with me. Cali girl, I don't give a fuck what she thinks. You dig? I'm just going to
you know, you don't give a fuck.
But I'm just saying, you dig? It just makes for a better show. You dig? Now, we all over here, and I'll tell you why I like him, but Jay Dirty says he don't like strip clubs. I'm pretty sure he got a good damn reason. He got a good reason for everything else. You dig? So tell us why don't you like strip clubs, and then I'll tell you why I like them.
You say what now?
Jay Dirty.
He ain't.
To tell
look,
us why,
hold on,
now
hold
you
on,
trying
on.
To be like me, not paying attention to the conversation?
Oh, no. You want me to tell you why I don't like strip clubs, brother?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, let me
inquire
break it down.
Mine wants
yourself.
To know.
And like I say, though, bro, this is my opinion. There's nobody but me, so take it light. You know what I mean? But anyway, I don't like strip clubs, dog, because I ain't finna go out there and fucking spend my hard-earned money for no goddamn hard-on. And you can't fuck the bitches at the damn strip club because I don't even trust them enough not to catch nothing. I don't even like bagging on them. So, you know, basically, though, that's like a pointless vacation for me, brother. Like, why the hell would I go out there and spend my damn money for some shit I can't even hop in? Like, I don't know. Those strippers is nasty. Mm-hmm. I don't give a damn. No, I don't do that. Why? No.
Right.
I'd rather
right.
go home and beat my shit in the damn. I'd rather go home and beat my damn shit before I fuck around hopping some stripper pussy. Believe that. That's free.
I feel you, bro. And you know what? I was right there with you one day until I realized the whole trick, the strip clubs, and this is why strippers don't like black dudes in the strip club. Some of y'all laughing. What you mean, Jay? You going, when I tell you, all the strippers going, hell yeah, preach, E. Yeah, I'm the motherfucker in the back. you don't like, because I watch all the white dudes spend all their money and not just watch. I get me a drink. I sip my motherfucking drink, get in the mood, go home and smash my girl. You dig? So that's why I like strip clubs, but I'm just a cheap motherfucker. You dig? I don't go in there throwing all them, dropping bands and, nah, baby. I'm going to let old boy over there do it. I'm going to sit over here and watch. You're going to try to turn it so I can't see you, but I'm just going to go walk around the pillar. You dig? Hello. But you know, that's just me. That's just me.
Crazy, man.
So I. So you say you go
oh, guess what they're gonna put here? I've never been to a strip club, so I just wanna. I just wanna go. Choir minds and just wanna know. Never been in one.
You ain't missing nothing.
Jordan wants to go.
Right. Yeah, because you gotta go to the right one though. You can't just go to any strip club. For real, for real. I've seen a girl.
I've never
I didn't know
been,
if she was
so.
Facing me or turned around. She must have just had a baby or something. She had the butt in the front. Her belly looked like a butt. I'm just saying, for real. For real.
Wow.
Her belly looked like I didn't know
wow.
if she was facing me or backing up to me. You dig? I'm just saying, you got to pick the right strip club. You know, you'll go to some girls got bullet wounds. Some might even have a map how to get to the pussy. I'm just saying. Stretch marks up
oh,
the ass.
Damn it.
Hello. You know what I mean? Girls got hammer toes and high heels. That just don't look good. Corns and high heels. Hell. No, give me my money back. Get it?
Yeah. I'm going to tell you this, though, bro. I'm going to tell you this, though. I don't mean to interrupt you, brother. My bad. I'm going to just tell you this, though, man. The other day on dope-ass music radio, so I had said some shit that tripped them out. And I'm going to tell you the same shit, man. It's just, in my mind, man, I ain't got no bond with bitches. I do not, though. And they thought that was some, they went crazy when I said that shit. I just don't got no bond with bitches. And I need that tattered on me somewhere. That's how I'm living.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What causes you not to have a bond with them, though?
Just been through too damn much, you know, seeing my partners get pistol whipped and held up a gun point over females and goddamn having my partners getting jumped over pussy, you know, getting set up. It's just a lot of shit I've been through to just make me keep my distance, you know, to a certain extent here. I mean, it's understandable to some people, though, that's been through that. Other people might not get it right now, but, you know, bitches, man, it's real tricky, and I don't like to play that game because I know how I could end up. I don't want to end up in the casket over no pussy. I refuse that.
Right. There's a lot of merit to what you're saying, bro. I went through that phase because I tell you, like, I would never, ever try to meet up with somebody I met online because you got to think about, remember back in the day, some years back, people would hook up on Craigslist. Motherfucker kill you. You dig? Used to be real popular where dudes would send a girl at you at the club. Say, oh, let's go meet here. Or, let's go to your crib. Go to your crib. Here come these fools rushing in your door, robbing you, taking everything, blah, 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 bloopy boop. You dig? So, you know, and the same thing happened to girls. Guys do the same thing. They meet you at the club. Take you home, get you drunk, take you home, you wake up, your motherfucking TV's
exactly.
gone,
exactly.
Your CD,
it's just a dangerous
DVD,
game, and I don't feel like
DLD.
Playing it. Exactly. It's just,
right.
It's just too damn dangerous nowadays, man. Like, you know, when you get a damn hard-on nowadays, bro, when you get a hard-on, bro, you could possibly die behind that, dog. And I done peep game. I done learned that shit. Mm-hmm. So, you know, now with my shit get hard, dog. Like, bro, if I ain't got no female around, I'm finna go beat it out and leave it alone. You know what I mean? I don't, you know, unless a female around, you know, it's just real tricky. Like, my mind's so fucked up, bro. Like, I don't get down like the rest of these people. I'm not a typical rapper. You're not going to hear that shit come out my mouth. I ain't got a million bitches and all that. No, I got a lot of trust issues, man, and I love it because it keeps me alive longer.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, I mean, I ain't no real therapist, but I just think, I feel where you're coming from, bud, but I just think at some time in life, you just got to get out of that spot where you're at. You know what I mean? Meet different people because there are people that's not like those kind of people.
Trying.
There are good women out there. There's great women out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm trying,
there's awesome
I'm trying,
homies.
Brother. I'm trying. Yeah,
you know
I'm trying, man. It's just hard for me, but I'm trying, though. I am trying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel you, though. But, yeah, I was in the same spot. You know what I mean? I was there before. But, let's see. Anything else? Anything else here? I got to spit out there right quick. I guess I got to spin a track. You dig?
Just playing some hard
No,
shit.
But you know what? When you come to Cali, Mr. E-Monster.
What? Huh?
They're putting in Garden Grove, and I'm going to go. It's called, it's in Garden Grove. It's like 15, 20 minutes from Long Beach. They are putting, it's called Great Wolf Lodge, and it's a lodge that has indoor slides and everything. And then the room it has for the kids, it has a cabin log for the kids to sleep in inside the room, and they have spas. We got to go. I just like the fact that it's an indoor water slide. A whole bunch.
Well, I'm just going to say like this before I spin this track. I'm actually
banned. I know you got something smart.
Yeah, I'm banned from kids' water parks and water slides. You dig? My real name, I'm actually Asian. My real name is Hung Low. Okay, no shorts holding me down. You dig? So I'm banned off the park.
Look, if you didn't want to go with me, just say I don't want to go with you. Smart ass.
Well, you know I'm an OG to this game, right? And I don't seen a lot of women in my lifetime. But I'ma tell you, youngin', sometimes you come across that one.
Always understood, I dropped it. Sweat and I'm fitted, it's so good.
Drop the scene. I'ma tell you about the fly chick that's on my team. Yeah, dog, she was thick but lean. She make me wanna stop playing with y'all and coach your team. Now she's that scene when it came to dreams. And we gon' just live kicked up, you best believe. Now she's that fly chick that's on my sleeve. So she gon' just tap through life like Ben Vereen. Now she was 5'6" with some devilish hips. The one you seen in the whip when I'm mobbing dip. Yeah, y'all said this girl's a gift. And when it came to flexing the whip, she take it like it's a trip. Now don't slip, things get spilled like this when you're messing with the E-Monster's baddest chick. Yeah, that's my chick, player every stretch in it. And if I catch you in your whip, homie, I'm busting it. Holla, we going out, it's like we going in. And when we going in, oh, we really going in. And she don't keep none of them disrespectful friends. She's quick to tell them girls, hit the turnpike and bend. There ain't no odds and ends, nor is there pots and pans. We going out every night, I come for like I'm the man. She understands when a real king has a plan. Can't have love in your kingdom without your queen's hands. She makes the mood all good for me. House good, smelling good from the big plate of food for me. I can't lie, that's why she'll stay my ride or die. She'll chase them bounties off for bringing around them Clydes. She stays by my side, scraping from side to side. Got me walking with a stride, feeling bona fide. Yeah, I got friends in and out of town, but as long as she's around, I shut the rest down.
Watching, but we are not with the faking. I only stop for the youngest, cause I am all about taking. And I'm like,
pull up to the
high, well, yours you better hide. I'm too cocky for these youngins,
right.
Only thinking about the riches. I ain't worried about the feelings,
nah.
Bro, I know my flow is vicious. I'm the youngin' tweaking off the lane, talking trash and riding clean. Young, but I be pulling old youngins on the whole team. Boys hating, forget them boys, we get them boys, girls. I be turning up the party or I'm turning up the world.
Okay, we pull up to the party just to see what's up inside. Them youngins leaping with you, rocking with you, not tonight.
Radio Karma Cafe. Looks like it's just me and you, Jay Dirty. Looks like the ladies on dipped out on us. I got a question, but do you watch much TV, bro? Awkward moment. I guess what I'm going to talk about is a little bit that was on the show Empire yesterday. I don't know if y'all been keeping up with it. I know a lot of y'all have, but I'm like, damn, that two-hour episode. Overall, I liked it, but I expected a little more out of it. I'm just going to keep it 10,000. There was a couple things that went down that I didn't like. I like how it got juicy. I could already tell that Lucius wasn't going to die. I mean, damn, the first season, they're going to knock off the main character. For real? No. The whole thing, I don't like how they killed off Malik Yoba. Y'all remember the dude from New York Undercover. He was Lucius' business dude in there. You know, he went to rehab and shit, and, you know, he got into it with some people on the show and some things happened. Go check it out. I'm pretty sure they got YouTube archives or whatever. You know, I was hoping the ladies was here so we could talk about it, but we can't even do that. So I guess I'll just go ahead and end the show off tonight by saying, you know, thanks for tuning in, everybody that tuned in. Thanks for everybody that not only liked the show links, but that also shared them. Make sure you go to monstrousradio.com, trying to get your music on or do some sponsorship. Hit us up, monstrousradio@gmail.com. We will spin your music, but disclaimer, don't send me 500 tracks. Send me one good track you got, whatever current one you're promoting. Hopefully it's for sale online somewhere. You dig? And you have to promote the show and tell your friends to call in and request it. That's how you get your music played for free. You dig? So that's what it is. I'm going to just go ahead and get up out of here. Matter of fact, and show some love to Jay Dirty. See, now he's always here. You dig? Let's see. I'm going to play one of his tracks. This right here is, I used to play Why You Hating On Me. So I'm going to play Ready to Die, Monsters Radio Comic Cafe, the night of Woo-Saw for music.
Lately I feel like I'm going crazy, cause folks shady, got my nerves bad, my hands shaky. Smoking on this cigarette, drinking on this whiskey, just trying to get my mind right and trying to paint this image. Ain't gonna murder myself, so I'm solo when I move. Don't need nobody close to me, plotting on me too. When you trying to stay free, seem like shit just get deep. Remember the words my mama told me, watch the company you keep. You better watch your back, cause these snakes out here biting. Ain't no love in my heart, man, all of these bitches trifling. Look what y'all done made me, dawg. This shit done got insane. But screaming, fuck you all, is what helped me maintain. Man, I don't need no friends. I got me, myself, and I. Don't even bother trying to speak if you can't look me in my eye. I'm a man, win or lose till I die. And I'll stand up in the pain, pussy boy, don't even try. Ain't no thug, ain't no G, but partner, I ain't gotta be. I'm a grown ass man, I stand on my 2 feet. Fear no man breathing, I stay ready to die. I just pray when I go, the Lord let me inside. Ain't no thug, ain't no G, but partner, I ain't gotta be. I'm a grown ass man, I stand on my 2 feet. Fear no man breathing, I stay ready to die. I just pray when I go, the Lord let me inside. Straight from Evans County, 912 is what I rep. I don't like these fuck boys, so I'm solo when I step. And I'm always on some drink, I'm just trying to maintain. Cause these fucking lanes be swerving in and out of my lane. So it's fuck y'all, I'm one deep till I die. So don't bother trying to stop me when I be riding by. Cause I don't know you, homie, and I don't fuck with you like that. You ain't about what you're talking, partner, I don't respect that. All that shooter shit you talking about, that'll get you whack. Cause these real street hitters know you pussy for a fact. So you better watch your moves, keep your mouth on pause. For them hitters, bust them choppers, have you jumping out your draw. Ain't no thug, ain't no G, but partner, I ain't gotta be. I'm a grown ass man, I stand on my 2 feet. Fear no man breathing, I stay ready to die. I just pray when I go, the Lord let me inside. Ain't no thug, ain't no G, but partner, I ain't gotta be. I'm a grown ass man, I stand on my 2 feet. Fear no man breathing, I stay ready to die. I just pray when I go, the Lord let me inside.
This is your girl Amora, and you are rocking with E Monster on Monsterous Radio.
True Beyond.